an evil smelling spice, horrible smell.
Yeah, yeah.
But yet, when that's put together with all the others, it's beautiful. So the Shiva HaKadosh says, what is Chelbana? Chelbana is Begematria Haman. Exactly.
Wow.
Within the Torah, you had these two extremes. You have Mordechai and you have Haman. Putting together in this package, Mordechai surely wins, and Mordechai has the power to purify that good which is found even within Haman. How do we know that there was good there? Because the Gemara says that from his grandchildren came forth tzaddikim. From Haman's grandchildren came forth tanoim. So we see that even within Haman there was found some kedusha. It had a very foul smell. It was chelbon.
Oh, in other words, you couldn't put Haman in the same category as Korach. Korach had like gaiva. He didn't want to be misak.
Exactly. Exactly. But again, Korach's children were tzaddikim. They were part of Sefer Tehillim. Some of his children came out alive at all.
But how do you explain that? It seems like a contradiction.
What?
About Korach, his children. So you could conclude that he had something good with himself. Mm-hmm.
The answer is that the children don't always take after the parents. We have Yitzchak Avinu, who had two sons.
But then you can say the same thing about Mordechai's children. If you want to
Haman's children.
Haman's children.
The answer is yes. We're not saying that Haman himself is good. Haman himself is complete Toma. He had to be hung and everything. Mm-hmm. But within his neshama, within his spirit, there was particles of Kedusha. Those particles of Kedusha were purified via Mordechai. Mm-hmm. Because within the Torah, you have both of these. You have Chelbana and you have Mordechai.
Yeah, why is it in some people that it's impossible to purify?
Rav Enizal says because there are those who are so far removed that they've gone past the point of return. There are ways of doing it. Philosophy, Gaiva, there are certain people where there's no touching them. They could do more damage. We're going to have a Torah soon. Torah Nun Tes, Hechal HaKodesh. Rav Enizal is going to take that topic apart.
Listen.
He's going to discuss how important it is to be makarif people, and he's going to extend a warning. Watch out that there are those not to be makarif. We're going to have that
soon. Listen, quite a few years ago when Rav Enizal used to do the shiur in the Sephardic Institute, he mentioned like two Jews, I think maybe they were great tzaddikim, and they went to Gehenna and they're there forever because they have such gaiva, they don't want to do tshuva. They know they're doing wrong, but the gaiva won't make them do tshuva.
Two Jews
or
one? Kairach.
I think there was two.
Maybe Yashku.
I don't remember.
Yeah, they were a pair together. That was their guy, but they knew they were doing the wrong thing, but the guy was so strong, they'd rather
they
burn in hell than do tshuva.
Yeah.
Fully turned.
He said that this Vitalik was cut up. He said that the shots should be in Gehenna for the rest of his life or something.
Okay, let's go further. Let's see if we can just cover this paragraph. Rabban is also, okay, so Mordechai is the Bechinas HaMalchus. Mordechai is the Bechin of Malchus. Mor means rulership. It says every single day. Yoim v'yoim, day and day. What does that refer to? That refers to the Torah. Zebechinas haTorah she'al yodo mamshichin hachius lahayomim v'amidos kanal. The Torah is the item which gives life to the days. The Torah is the item which gives life to the days. So we say kol yoim v'yoim every single day, making every day count. That's Torah. Okay. Mordechai went lefnei chatzar beis hanoshim, before the courtyard of the house where the women were being kept. Chatzar means outside. Bayis means inside, right? Rabbi Nizal says chatzar beis zebechinas chitzainis upnimis. The concept of chotzer is outside. Bayis is inside. This refers to outside and inside. Hainu machshavos v'diburim. This refers to a person's thoughts, which are inside, still within, and a person's words, which come out already. Rabbi Nizal says shebekubam nistar Hashem yitzborach shom. Hashem is hidden in all of a person's thoughts and in all of a person's words. Af hamachshavos v'diburim shel harechokim Hashem yitzborach. Even within the thoughts and words of those who are very, very far from Hashem. V'zeh chatzar beis hanoshim. What is the concept of noshim? Rabbi Nizal is going to use the word noshim. He's going to interpret it three different ways, all pertaining to people who have fallen away from Hashem on different levels. Watch how he's going to explain this. Rabbi Nizal says the word noshim is miloshin shenoshu v'koftzu mimkoim v'shalolam. The word nosh means to jump, to spring like. This refers to those who have jumped away and sprang away from the Mekleimai Shalolam, from the place of the world, meaning Hashem. They have jumped away from Hashem. Shenisrach gomei Hashem Yisparach. They have become far from Hashem. That's one interpretation of the word Noshim. Those who are Noshu, they jumped away. Okay, next. Rabbi Nezal says, V'yesh shekvar hoyu ktsas eitz l'Hashem Yisborach. There are those who began to come close to Hashem a little bit. Ach shekvar shokhu oise Yisborach. Then they went through a period where they forgot about Hashem. They went through a state of shikcha, choshech. V'zeh ha-noshim. The word noshim also implies forgetfulness. B'chinas shloshen shikcha. How? Where do we see that? Again, you look in the Chumash, it says that why did Yosef HaTzadik call his son Menashe? Ki nashani elikim, because Hashem has forgotten me in Mitzrayim. The word noshim is also an meaning of forgetting. You follow? So that's two types of people. There's one who has jumped away from Hashem completely. There's one who came close, but he forgot. He's in a limbo state-like. Rabbi Nezal says, V'yesh shegam ato zechur nes Hashem Yisborach. There are those who, even at this point, they remember Hashem, they remember fully, they're aware of what they're supposed to be doing. Ach shenoshto givurosom. Their strength has weakened. They're weak. They're physically too weak for the service of Hashem. When it comes to serving Hashem, you need givura. Zehu gibor hakadosh yitzroy. They're weak. The term weak in Hebrew is noshto givurosom. Also milosh noshim. You follow? Yeah. Rabbi Nezal says, "Ve'ein lekel yodom lehizgaber al Yitzron." They don't have it within their power to strengthen themselves over their Yetzahara.
Can I ask you a question? Why isn't the word like teshi used there?
That's the exact word. The word teshi here is the word he's referring to. Another conjugation of that word in Hebrew is noshto givurasa, miloshin teshi, to be weak, tired out. Exactly.
That's why he's on the board.
Rabbi Nezal says, "Ubishvil ze nekroim b'shem noshim." This is why, when we speak about those who are far from Hashem, we refer to them as noshim. This word noshim contains within it machmas gimel b'chino yisanal. This is three ways of describing those who have become far from Hashem. Either noshu v'kavtzu, they sprang away from Hashem, or nashani elikim, Hashem has forgotten me. They feel that they've forgotten about their frumkeit. Or noshtal givurosim, they're weak. Those are three ways of describing those who are rechaikim. But okay, what are the three bechinas? Bechinas shenoshu v'kovtzu, that's one. V'yesh shehin bechinas shikcho, which is kina shani elikim. V'yesh shehin bechinas noshtal givurosim kanal. Why they call ze him rechaikim Hashem Yisborach? What does this cause? This causes them to become far from Hashem. V'Hashem Yisborach nistar mehem. Hashem is hidden from them. Bechinas hastaro is kanal. Mordechai, hainu bechinas hamalchus. Mordechai, who stands for the malchus dikdusha, who yochoi lo hechiach ulahaziroisam. He can give them teichocha, and he can warn them about what they're supposed to be doing. How al yidei sekatoyro shehu bechinas yomim umidas kana. Through Mordechai, through the bechina of malchus, having Torah injected into it, that's what gives the malchus the power to accomplish what it's supposed to accomplish. That leads to das. When Torah is poured into the Malchus, you have das. Through this das is revealed, the Hastara Shebetech Hastara, this covering is opened up. And Rabbi Nezal says, there's Torah that comes forth from that. And then the Torah itself begins to scream out, come close to me. Rabbi Nezal says this is what's meant when it says over there that Mordechai went before the castle, Lodas es Shleim Esther, to know the state of affairs with Esther Hamalcha. Esther is the union of Hastoro. Rabbi Nezal says, Shalidezeh oise das meha Hastoro shebetech Hastoro. Lodas, to convert to das, es Shleim Esther. Shehi bechinas Esther. Esther is the union of Hastoro. Bebechinas, as the Torah says, Va'onoichi Hastir Astir Esponei Be'imahu. It uses a double ocean. So the term Esther is Merames to double Hastoro. V'ze Uma Yeose Bo. And what was being done with her? Rabbi Nezal says, within Ov Sog Mo Bon, which one is the name of Hashem for Tiferes?
Ma.
Beautiful. Tiferes is the Torah, right? The shame Mo is the name of Hashem for Torah. Watch this now. Rabbi Nezal says, "She'isa meha hastoro bechinas Mo." Umo ye yosebo. He took her, he took Esther, the Hastara, and he made from it Bechinas Mo, which is the Torah. How do we know Alpi Pshat that Mo is the Torah? We just explained it Alpi Soy. Rabbeinu Zalman says, as we say in the Haggadah, every Pesach, the Chacham says, Mo ho'edois v'hachukim v'mishpotim. He refers to the Torah as Mo. The Torah is called Mo. So Mordechai lodas es shloim Esther. Mordechai made das out of Esther. How? By taking her and converting her to Mo, by bringing out the Torah from within the Hastara, Shebetai Hastara. Now watch how he's explaining this. With this knowledge alone, which knowledge? The knowledge of the fact that within Hastara Shebetai Hastara is found Hashem, that one piece of knowledge, a person who has that knowledge creates Torah, literally. Dahainu Torah. Then the Torah itself goes ahead and carries out the mission of giving Teichacha. When we say that each Jew has an obligation of giving Teichacha, what are we talking about? That each Jew has an obligation of finding good within the Hastara Shebetech Hastara, being able to draw out the Torah from among the Hastara Shebetech Hastara. How? By accepting and contemplating this fact that Hashem is found everywhere, even within the Hastara Shebetech Hastara. In the worst, Rishonim is found in the Tzutzos of Kedusha, which if you get the right person to light a match and to light that candle, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, that thing could shine so bright it could just, you know, fascinate the world. The Zeb Rabbi also says, Kigurim al Yedei Hadas, through a person studying Torah with intensity, he generates through this Das the fact that Shehatorah Techiyah Chaisun Kanal, that the Torah itself calls out to these people who are far from Hashem. Vaydei Hatechocha Hazois, Humam Shechavi Hashem Otecha Malchus, Shalaitiyah Bebechines Harabonis Mekaberes is Baaleho. And through this Torah, he draws Arich Hashemim into the Malchus, that the Malchus should not kill the one who possesses it. When does the Malchus have the power to kill one who has it? When he doesn't use it properly, when he doesn't give Teichacha to ones whom he's capable of giving Teichacha to. Kanal. But when a person fulfills his requirement of studying Torah, by doing that, he draws Chaim, Arich HaSiyomim, and Das into the Malchus, till it gets to the point where the Torah itself screams out to the world and gives Teichacha to the world. Nimtza, Rabbeinu Zal says, Sheyotze Yedei Teichacha. By doing that, a person fulfills his requirement of Teichacha. Azai Ein Harabonus V'Hamalchus Mazeges Lekanah. A person like that will find that the Rabbonus and his Malchus doesn't do damage to him. How? If he works very hard at the study of Torah. Nimtza, what's the sum total of this? Shal Yedei Arich HaSiyomim, Shehu Bechinas Das, Shemamshich Nal Yedei HaTorah, through Arich HaSiyomim, which is synonymous with Das, Rabbeinu Zal says, which a person, and how does a person draw this Arich HaSiyomim Das? Through the study of Torah. By doing that, you draw Arich HaSiyomim into the Malchus. And this is the whole concept of the Ben Melech and the Ben Shifcha. This is the whole concept of Breslov HaChassidus, which is Torah and Tefillah. Rabbeinu Zal said, these say Torah's Dikar, these say Tefillah Nikar. I say, Da, ki al yedei haTorah niskablim kol haTefillah isvachalab haKoshavis. The fact of the matter is that Tefillah is it. Through Tefillah you'll get everything. But the fact remains that Tefillah without Torah is like a goof without an neshama. It's like a body without a soul. It's nothing. It doesn't have a powerful punch. Because Tefillah is the moon. The moon is dark. Tefillah is Malchus. Malchus is dead. David HaMelech was born dead. How do you give it life? Through Torah. That's why Rabbeinu Zal said that the chi of the Torah has a special mitzvah, that the king has a super special mitzvah of always having a sefer Torah with him. Why? Because once a person is in Bechinas Malchus, he is in tremendous danger of Chas V'Shalom dying very easily. And it's the Torah that gives him life.
This
is a
crazy question. Yeah. I didn't mean this is a silly question. Like, take the Sutton. Is he given life because he studies Torah? Because the Rabbi Zal said he studies the Torah a lot. That's why he traps people.
Of course. 100%. In other words, when we say that the Malach HaMoves, who is the symbol of death itself, has power, where does his power come from? From Hashem. What is Hashem? The Torah.
Yeah.
Those two are synonymous. Hashem, the Torah, and Klal Yisrael are one. This is where we hold off. Now Rabbi Nazar is going to go much more into detail explaining, number one, the issue of Hastara and what's to be found there. In other words, why is it that when you want to be Makarav Nefashos, you got to go to the highest level of Torah? When Rabbi Nazar said that his Talmidim are so far gone, that's Daiko when he started telling Sipurei Moses, which was the super secrets. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Nazar is going to explain that here now. And then he's going to touch on the topic of Parnosa, the topic of Shavuos, Mikveh Nun, and the topic of Machlekes L'Shem Shemayim, Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a lot more to go.
But be Moshe Rabbeinu Korach.
Right, right. Rabbi Nazar says, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Ulecho Hashem HaChesed, to you Hashem is kindness, ki ato tishalim le'ish kemaaseihu, because you pay a person according to his deeds. This is what David HaMelech says in Tehillim, and obviously there's a problem here. Hashem is kind because he pays a person according to his deeds. Where's the kindness? That's justice, that's mishpat. Rabbi Nizal is going to explain this now. This is really sharp. Rabbi Nizal says, Hainu, shehu chesed godel me'eis Hashem yitzborach. It's a tremendous act of kindness on the part of Hashem. Shehu mishalem lo'odom mida keneged mida. When Hashem pays a person, mida keneged mida, where if you do a sin with a specific item, Hashem pays you back with that exact same item. If Hashem acts towards you in that manner, that's an act of chesed. Why? Rabbi Nizal says, "Shal yedei zeh hu meivin lefashvesh b'maisav." If Hashem acts with you in that manner, you know to review your deeds. V'leida hachet shepogaproi. You're able to figure out what item you did an avera with. V'loshuv b'tshuva, and to be able to do tshuva on that item. Whereas if a person, if Hashem just pays you haphazardly, where the punishment has nothing to do, isn't related to the crime, you have no way of knowing what item you did an avera with. You have no way of knowing how to do tshuva on it. Rabbi Nizal says, Ach da, you should know, she'ikr ma'ashem eshalim ha'ashem yisporach mida b'mida hu beretz Yisrael. The main place on earth where you find this taking place constantly is in Eretz Yisrael. That's where there's a constant dealing in mida keneged mida. Kamay shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Iyov, yigalu shamayim avaynoi ve'eretz miskoy mamoloi. The heavens will reveal his sin, and the land will stand him up, will show him up like Eretz Hainu Bechinas Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says that whenever we find in the Chumash or the Navi that it says the word Eretz without qualification, that means Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Stam is always Eretz Yisrael. So where does this take place, that Yigalu Shamayim Avonai Veretz Miskayim Amaloi? In Eretz Yisrael. He Miskayim Amaloi, that land stands him up, shows him up, Vishom Nizgala Avonai. That's where the sins of a person are really revealed. Kishom medaktikim l'shalem lishkemaseu. That's where Hashem is more medaktik with a person to pay him exactly according to his actions. Mida keneged mida. B'zeh shekosav al Eretz Yisrael. This is why the Torah speaks. When the Torah discusses Eretz Yisrael, it refers to it as, if you recall, when the Meraglim came back, they reported that this is a powerful land. It's Eretz Eicheles Yeshveha. It's a land that gobbles up its inhabitants. You feel like you're gobbled up. That's how powerful the land is. When they saw the Anakim walking around, the giants and everything, Rabbi Nizal says, you know what's hidden in this word Eicheles? Eretz Eicheles Yeshveha. The word Eicheles is Roshei Tevois, Ato Tishalem Le'ish Kema'asehu. This pasuk in Tehillim, that you pay a person according to his deeds, where does this take place? B'davka in Eretz Yisrael. As Rabbi Nizal explains many times, that in Eretz Yisrael there's a certain Hashgacha Prati. The pasuk says in Chumash, Tamid Einei Hashem Aleikecha Bo Me'reishis Hashana V'yadachris Hashana. Hashem's eyes are always pointed at Eretz Yisrael constantly, from beginning of end to the end of the year. Always Hashem has a super special Hashgacha on Eretz Yisrael. V'alkein, Rabbi Nizal says, that's why you'll find that Hayoshvim Shem Beretz Yisrael, those who live in Eretz Yisrael, Yeshlehem Aroyev Yisurim, they are more filled with Yisurim generally than people outside of the world, outside of Eretz Yisrael. Is that bad or is that good? Rabbi Nizal says, Machmash Shenemaharin Shom L'Shalim L'Shkemaseim. Over there, there's this additional Hashgacha where Hashem pays them back on earth rather than leaving, not punishing the person, which would be an act of din. If Hashem holds off the punishment, you get it Chas V'Shalom in Olam Haba, which is much worse. There, the punishment is eternal. Hashem gives them Yisurim here in a manner where the Yisurim are always related to the crime, so that if you see you're suffering in a certain part of your body, you know to do tshuva, you did something wrong with that part of the body. If you see you're suffering in money, whatever it is, a person knows that that's the item that he has to do tshuva in. It's interesting, Rabbi Nizal brings in a different Torah I don't recall exactly where. Rabbeinu Zal talks about this pasuk also. Ato tishale in lishkemaseyu, that Hashem pays a person according to his deeds. And Rabbeinu Zal asks again, what's the chesed? If he's paying you according to your deeds, what's the kindness of Hashem? So Rabbeinu Zal says, we find this merumos in a pasuk. The pasuk says, V'yohavto l'reacha kamoicha, ani Hashem. Love your friend like yourself, I am Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal says the word reacha means friend. The word rea also means bad, harm. V'yohavto l'reacha, whenever you see that Hashem is harming you, Hashem is acting against you roughly, v'yohavto, like it, enjoy it, be happy with it. Why? Because kamoicha, compared to what you really deserve, ani Hashem. I am Hashem, midas hachesed. It doesn't say ani elikim, I am judgment. Ani Hashem, kamoicha, compared to what you really deserve, ani Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal says this is also marumas in this same pasuk. Look at the words here. Ki ata tishalein liish kemasehu. First letters are echeles. What are the last letters of this pasuk? Mem, shin, hey, vav, mashehu. Hashem always gives a person a drop compared to what he's really supposed to get. He pays you according to his deeds. In other words, the punishment is according to your deeds. But what's the percentage? In other words, you did a crime that deserves this much punishment. That deserves this punishment. How much of a percentage of the punishment that you deserve does Hashem give you? Mashehu, a drop. Because if a person would really understand the greatness of Hashem, the fact that Hashem is ruler over the whole world, and any time you do any avera, you're being mired b'malchus. We just had this week in the Gemara. What's mired b'malchus is death penalty. You go to any country, an act against the government is a federal offense. It's more serious than anything else. Any avera that he does is a federal offense. He's committing a crime. Hashem said, do this. You do differently. You're showing that you're literally ignoring the words of the king. So the penalty should always be death. When Hashem gives us Yisurin, it's always a mashehu compared to what we really should get. I forgot, I don't recall exactly where he brings this, but it's in a different Torah. Let's see if we can cover the next Torah. It'll take five minutes or so. Rabbeinu Zal says, Da, you should know, Shetzorech linsoy ala hatzadik, lachsoy ala vedosoy, that a person has to travel to tzadikim amitiyim to search for what he has lost. Rabbeinu Zal explains now, before a person comes out, enters the world, the Gemara brings a midah that there's a malach in the mother's stomach that teaches him, within 9 months, teaches him the entire Torah, just whatever he could possibly understand in Torah, and teaches him everything that he could possibly be masig on earth. And the Gemara says that as soon as the person goes out of the mother's stomach and enters into the earthly atmosphere, immediately the person forgets everything. As the Gemara says in Nida, Daf Lamed Amid Beis, V'hashikcha hi bechinas aveda. Rabbeinu Zal says, forgetting is a concept of losing. As the Gemara refers, when the Gemara wants to talk about somebody who forgets, the Gemara uses the term loses. As the Gemara says in Pirkei Avos, that what's a bad Talmud? A bad Talmud is mohir lishmoya, umohir la'abed. The Gemara says that there are four midas by Talmidim. There's a Talmud who's quick to absorb and quick to retain. The Gemara says that's excellent. The Gemara says there's a Talmud who's slow in absorbing and quick in forget, quick in losing. The Gemara says that's a bad Talmud. The Gemara says in between you have one who's slow in absorbing but his retention is well, or he absorbs quick and his retention isn't bad. Those are in between. Those require work. You have to work at them and you can make them better. But in any case, we see the term la'abed used in place of lishkoyach, that these two are interchangeable. So when we say that when a person comes out to earth, he forgets everything he knows, it means he loses it. It becomes an aveda to him. A person has to go out and search for his aveda. Rabbeinu Zal says, where is this aveda to be found? By the tzaddik. Ki hatzaddik chozer al avedosoi ad shemoitzo. A tzaddik, every person, when they come out of their mother's stomach, they have this aveda. They lose this item. So what does a tzaddik do? One who perfects himself, who serves Hashem properly, he goes out and he finds what he lost, meaning he studies Torah to the best of his ability, he acquires whatever knowledge he had at that time. What does he do after he finishes that? After he completes finding his aveda? Rabbi Nizal says, V'achar shemoitzo, after the tzaddik finds his own aveda, chayzer umevakesh achar avedais achirim ad shemoitze gam avedosom. The tzaddik goes out and he searches for other people's avedais until he finds that also. Ad shemoitze ho avedais shel kol hoilam. Till the tzaddik is masig, whatever every single individual in the world could be masig, he attains all of that knowledge. In other words, he doesn't only get his own chalek, he gets the chalokim of everybody else in the world. As we see, the Gemara says about Moshe Rabbeinu, that the Gemara says that there was a woman who gave birth to one who was shokul keneged the entire 600,000 of Bnei Israel. Who is that? The Yocheved, the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? He was masig in Sechel, his own portion, plus the portion of every other member of Bnei Israel. Meaning that any member of Klal Yisrael who wanted to be masig, what he rightfully has to be masig, if he simply goes to Moshe Rabbeinu and asks him to teach him, Moshe Rabbeinu, within his library, has this person's chelek also. He can give him his own chelek in Hasaga about Hashem. Rabbi Nizal says, Al kein tzorich lovoi lehechacham levakesh ulahakir avaydosai. That's why a person has to come to a chacham to search and to recognize his lost item, veloshuv lekablo etzlai, and to be zecha to return it to himself. Ach, Rabbi Nizal says, however, and this is so powerful, Rabbi Nizal says, Hatzadik einoi meshiv loi hoavedo ad sheyidreshenu im einoi ramai veshakron. A tzaddik never returns an aveda, a lost article, until he tests the person to see if the person is a liar. Kemoisha kosuv, as the pasuk says in Chumash, this is brought in Chayish Mishpat, this is halacha lemaisa, that if a person finds money, let's say, and somebody comes to you and says, hey, it was my money, the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is that you're supposed to test the person to make sure, you have to try to get him to give you a simon to make sure that he wasn't lying. Rabbi Nizal says that the tzaddik does this also. As the pasuk says, "Ad sheid reshen, kamoshe kosuv, ad droish ochicha v'hashevoy seloi." The pasuk says that if you find an article in a reshus harabim that somebody lost, the Torah says, "Hold it in your house, ad droish ochicha, till your brother comes to seek it out, v'hashevoy seloi, and then you return it to him." The Gemara darshins, "Ad droish ochicha." That don't return it to him until you check him out very carefully to make sure he's not a Ramai. Rabbi Nizal says that this is what a tzaddik has to do. Whenever a person comes to a tzaddik to try to learn from him, he has to try his best to check out whether the person's coming for the right reasons, with the right with sincerity. If he sees the person's coming with sincerity, he returns his aveda to him. If not, he'll do whatever he can to trick him to get him to leave, period. And this is the item, I mentioned it to somebody today, Rabbi Zal always said this, but this is really powerful. The Baal Shem Tov said that the Gemara says that a person should be willing to spend his whole life to search for the MS, to seek out the truth. The Gemara says that Uncle Ishager went to his uncle and he told him, I want to go out and be a success. What do I do to be a success? He told him, find something that's very low, that people spit on like, and get as much of it as you can, and later on, as time will go on, you'll find out that this will be considered very precious. He went and he became a ger, he converted to Judaism, he said he found that the religion is something that's being very spat on, you know, looked down on, and he became Uncle Ishager, he became one of the Tanoim. So the Baal Shem Tov said that in order to talk so highly about searching for the emes, and a person has to work so hard for it, what's the big deal? There's a pasuk in Tehillim where it says, emes me'eretz titzmach, that the truth, emes, comes sprouting forth from the ground. Emes grows out of the ground. The Baal Shem Tov says, so what's the big deal? Anybody can get it. It doesn't say it's hidden in the desert, it's hidden in the mountains. It says, emes me'eretz titzmach. What's hard about it? The Baal Shem Tov says the key is right in that pasuk. It doesn't say it grows on trees or it comes min hashamayim. It comes from the ground, which means you got to bend down to pick it up. And the Baal Shem Tov said that that's where 99% of the world gets lost. When it comes to bending down, being machnia themselves to the emes, nobody wants to do it. And that's why they all end up losing out on the emes. People are willing to go where there's fame, where there's kavod, where there's glory. Like Rabbi Zal was talking about giving to UJA, these organizations where you get your name announced on the radio and plaques, that people are willing to do. You have the majority of people go after that. Where it comes to joining up with an organization, are there 1,000 members, 10,000 members? You know, I'll go with it. 10 people, what's... And if any person with the smallest amount of brains could figure out a guy who sells diamonds doesn't sell 1,000. You don't sell them by the thousands. You sell 1 or 2, and it's a fantastic sale. When it comes to Kedusha, the higher in Kedusha you go, the more mitzumtzum it is, the less people you have. You look in the stories in the Gemara, the cases of Rav Shimon Yochai, Avraham Avinu even, the way the Torah describes that they didn't have thousands and thousands of Talmidim. Rav Shimon Yochai had a select group of 6 Talmidim. Those were the ones, originally they started out as a Chavra of 10, it narrowed down to 6. Those were the ones who were zeicher to attain that madrega, the highest madrega possible. Where the Gemara says that when he went away, any time they had a shayla on the Beis Medrash, they would send a special pigeon, you know, to go send it to Rav Shimon Yochai Zal, he should give them the answer. Why? Because everybody understood that he was unique, period. Ravai, we should be zeicher to be able to bend down, period. Not to look for cover. We're in the middle of Torah Nunvav. We're up to Isdalid. A 2-second review. Rabbeinu Zal, right now, he started off the Torah discussing the fact that each person has a bechina of malchus, and each person has to see to it to use his malchus properly, to use it for kedusha, not to misuse it, not to make the malchus into an eved, to use it as a slave to satisfy his own taiva for kavod or other things. Rabbeinu Zal said, once we talk about malchus is dangerous because the Gemara says harabonos mikaberes es ba'aleho, that leadership causes a person, chas v'shalom, to die young. And therefore we warn you that if you're going into malchus, you better do something exceptionally extra to be mamshich chiyas. What is that? The study of Torah. And this is why Rabbeinu Zal says that in the Torah we find a special mitzvah by the melech, that the melech has to have a sefer Torah with him at all times, and he has an exceptional mitzvah of studying Torah because he has to draw chiyas into the malchus to be able to keep it alive. Then Rabbeinu Zal went into the topic of hastara and hastara shebetai hastara. Rabbeinu Zal said there is a, you know, he seems to have gone just about completely off on a tangent. He started off with the words ki yesh shnei hastarois, ba ba ba, and then going off completely on a tangent, talking about hastara and hastara shebetai hastara, how when a person does a sin once, it's very difficult. You would say he knows he did a sin and he feels horrible, this, that. He does it a second time, Hashem becomes a little bit nistar from him, meaning it does feel a little guilty, but it's nothing like what it was the first time. He does it 30 times, it becomes already avar v'shon onasis like a heter, where the hastara becomes hidden. In other words, the fact that there's guilt, that becomes hidden already. I forgot that there's supposed to be guilt. And Rabbeinu Zal was talking about that whole topic. Then he associated this whole topic with a section in the Megillah about the V'chol Yom V'Yom Mordechai Mishalech Lefnei Chatzar Beis Hanoshim, etc., etc. And now Rabbeinu Zal is going into, he's continuing discussing this issue of Hastorah and what the antidote to it is. We'll continue from Ma'iz Dalid. Rabbeinu Zal says, and Rabbeinu Zal had mentioned previously that within this Hastorah, you should know that there is found Kedusha, meaning that when you find a person who falls, Rachman al-San, who has a tremendous Yerida, know that there's an Ashama there's a Chelek al-Kamimal, there's Kedusha hidden there, and the fact that it's fallen shows that there's important Kedusha there that has to be drawn out. In other words, the fact that the Satan went on a rampage to get this one means that this one is important, is exceptionally important. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, V'dan, you should know, Shehatoyro hamalubosh toicha hastoro shebetoich hastoro, hi toiro govoya daiko. That the Torah, meaning the Kiddusha, which is hidden within hastoro shebetoich hastoro, is an exceptionally high type of Kiddusha. Hainu, Sisrei Torah, meaning the highest level of Torah, which is Seides HaTorah, that's what's hidden within Hastorah Shebetoich Hastorah. Why? Rabbi Nizal's going to explain. Ki machmas shehi tzricho lehislabish b'mekoyim ois nemuchim ka'ilu. Because this Torah has to cloak itself in such a low type of place. Hainu etzel elu she'ovru harbe, by these people who have committed many sins. Ad shenistor mehem b'astorah shebetoich hastorah, till they've gotten to the point where Hashem has become hidden to them in an inyan of Hastorah Shebetoich Hastorah. Alkein choshav Hashem yisborach machshavois, therefore Hashem thought out a thought, livli lahal b'sham pashtei Torah, not to put pashtei Torah, the simple parts of Torah, by them, leval yuchlu haklipois linak misham harbe, because if that were the case, the klipois would be able to draw a lot from there. If the Torah that's there isn't that powerful, the klipois over there, which are very powerful, would be able to draw from it more than they're supposed to, and it would cause problems. V'yihye ha-pigam godol ma'oid, and the pigam would be tremendous, chas v'shalom. Al kein hu mastir u malbish shom Torah gavoya daiga. Therefore, by Hastorah, Shebetrich Hastorah, Hashem hides a super, super high level of Torah there, Sisrei Torah, Shehi Torah Hashem bi'atzma, the secrets of Torah, which we refer to as the Torah Kavyachal of Hashem himself, meaning the highest level Torah. Kidei shelo yuchlu ha-klipois linak misham harabe, in order that the klipois should not be able to draw too much from there. Bebechinas, as the Pusik says, when Hashem went to Mitzrayim to take Bnei Yisrael out of there, how low were Bnei Yisrael when they were in Mitzrayim? They were on the 49th level of Tumah. They were as low as they possibly could be. How low? Hastorah shebetei hastorah. That's how low. What does the Pusik say there? Hashem says, V'yovarti be'eretz Mitzrayim. I passed over the land of Mitzrayim. Ani v'loy malach, ani v'loy ashliach, ani Hashem v'loy acher. I, no angel, I didn't send any emissary here. I didn't send anything on a lower level than myself. Why? Ki be'eretz Mitzrayim, shishom mokoyim ha'klipos, me'oyid. The land of Mitzrayim, which is a place where the klipos are very, very strong. Al kein shom daiko melubosh umustor Hashem yisporach ba'atzmoyim. Therefore, over there in Mitzrayim is cloaked Hashem himself, kaviyochel. Hainu, Torah Hashem mamish, the Torah of Hashem himself, which is Sisrei Torah, the secrets of Torah. Al kein daiko meha hastorah shebetoich hastorah. Therefore, from within this Hastorah Shebetech Hastorah, Kishechizer Umahab Choledas, when this Hastorah Shebetech Hastorah is converted to Das, Nasemi Meno Daiko Torah Hashem. There comes forth from this Torah Hashem, the highest level Torah, Kishom Nistar Torah Hashem, Sisrei Torah Kanal. Because there is hidden the Torah of Hashem himself, Kavyocho, which is Sisrei Torah, which would explain why. When the Yidden came out of the Midbar, which generation does the Gemara testify to was the greatest generation that ever hit this earth, as far as Das, Torah? The Doradea. Where did the Doradea come from? Mitzrayim. That was those who came forth from Mitzrayim. They were the ones who were zech to achieve the highest Madrega of Das. Why? Because over there in Mitzrayim, Daiko Hashem couldn't have put any people who were on a lower level than them. Elamai. At that time, they were in a state of Hastorah, Shebetei Hastorah. It was so black that they looked Chas V'Shalom like Rishonim. But when they were pulled out of there, when the Torah of Hashem came out of this level of Hastorah, Shebetei Hastorah, we find it as being the most refined level of Torah possible. The Sisrei Torah, the Dor Dea, the highest generation possible. And this is why the Arizal says, it says, Eilish Mois Bnei Yisrael, Haboim Mitzrayim, Eisiak of Ishu Veseibo. Note the words here. Rabbein Azal says, just a second, ki be'eretz Mitzrayim she'shom modor haklipos moed al kein shom daiko malubosh umustor Hashem yizborach bi'atzmoi. The word Mitzrayim, the Arizal says, is exactly bigematria Shechina, showing that there in Mitzrayim daiko, that was the place where the Shechina was. That's the place where the Teres Hashem was. Elamite was in the state of Hastorah Shebetech Hastorah, until Moshe Rabbeinu came along and he pulled out the Shechina from among this state of Hastorah Shebetech Hastorah.
He's saying that in the Makam Mekom Satum, it's not that Hashem is even there, but there even more.
Not there even more, there the most. V'da shehatoira hamalubosh toich hastorah shebetoich hastorah, hi toira govoya daiko. It has to be the highest level of Kiddusha. Meaning, for example, when we talk about the lower of the generation, in other words, we talk about generations are getting worse and worse and everything. The Arizal once told Reb Chaim Vital Zal, he stood up for him, and Reb Chaim Vital Zal got very hurt, and he told him that I didn't stand up for you, I looked at you, I saw the neshama of Rabbi Akiva, so I stood up. So he told him, and now that we're talking about this topic, I want to tell you something that I want you to know for the rest of your life. He said, you, in this generation, have an opportunity to achieve the Mandrega of Rabbi Akiva, doing much, much, infinitely less than Rabbi Akiva did. Why? Because the worst the generation is, the slightest turn that a person makes towards Hashem, to serve Hashem, it's considered a big splash, a big shebang and everything. This was said in the Arizal's time. Imagine how much infinitely more now that's the case, that a person by doing the smallest uvda, having a half hour of his spodidus now, could be like a Rabbi Akiva studying Torah for 50 years. That kind of ratio. Because comparing the blackness that exists now compared to what's then, we can understand that. And this also explains what Rabbi Zal said. Why is it that there are sodos HaTorah available today that weren't available in the time of the Tanaim and everything, that weren't available as they are today to the public? The answer is because Kishon B'Torah, in Astor Shabbatah Astor, is the Torah Gavaya. The Arizal said that you'll see as generations go on and things get blacker, you're going to find Sodas HaTorah coming out more and more, to the point where little children will be talking about Sodas HaTorah. Why? Because there has to be this balance of power. If the Tuma is being a Mizgaber, there has to be an equal opposing force of Kedusha to be able to deal with it. What equal opposing force of Kedusha is there? Either Sodas HaTorah or the Breslov Sforim, the Breslov Eitzai. So if somebody like Rabbi Zal came along and was able to teach this highest level Torah to kids like us, that's a sign that the highest level of Torah is available in this generation, the highest level of Kiddush and everything, to one who searches for it. Okay. Now Rabbi Nizal says, "Ukeneged Malchus Tikdusha, Yeish Malchus Harishah." In opposing force to the Malchus Tikdusha, there is the Malchus Harishah, Hainu, Malchus Haman Amalek, the Malchus of Haman Amalek. These two are used synonymously. As the Pasuk says in Chumash, Reishis Goyim Amalek. Who is the king of all the Goyim? Amalek. V'zeh le'umas zeh. This one is an opposing force to this one. Ki Malchus Dikdusha hu bechinas ma'aseif l'chol hamachanois. We know that the Malchus Dikdusha is referred to as the one who collects all the different camps. K'moy shekosuv, as the Pasuk says in Koheles, Soif dovor hakoel nishma esu elikim yirei. Koheles, Shlomo HaMelech says, what is the unterste shura of the whole Torah? What's the final word to sum up the entire Torah? Esu elikim yirei, fear Hashem. That's the totality of the entire Torah. Which sphere is the one which is koheles all? The Malchus. Rabbi Nizal says, ze bechinas Malchus. This would refer to the Malchus, we know definitely. Kama shekosu, as it says in Pirkei Avos, il molei moiro'o shel Malchus, if not for the fact that people are afraid of the government, they would swallow each other up alive. The Gemara says, daven for the government to remain intact, because if there weren't any type of government, people would swallow each other up. We see, Mayra'a shel Malchus. Yira and Malchus are synonymous. So when it says, Soif Dovor es Holikim Yirei, it means, Yira is Bechinas Malchus, which is Soif Dovor. That's the summary of everything. That's the totality of everything. That's the one which is ma'aseif chol hamachnois, which gathers in all the camps, koleil all the camps of Klal Yisrael.
Well, why is it that in the Chumash then what should have Shevet Yehuda that's ma'aseif chol hamachnois? I think it was done.
Hainu, shemalchus tikdusha hi bechinas seif davar. The malchus tikdusha is referred to as this inyan of seif davar. Bechinas ma'aseif lechol hamachnois tikdusha, that which gathers together all the machnois tikdusha. Bechinas machne don shehu ma'aseif l'chol ha-machnois. This refers to the shevet of Don, which was the ma'aseif l'chol ha-machnois. The Torah says they were the ones who traveled last. They were the ones who picked up all the stragglers from among the Israel who fell behind. Ki dino de malchusa dino. Don yodin amoy ka'achash. Don stands for din. Din is the sphere of Malchus. Dino, the Malchus Adino. Dino is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is the Malchus.
Isn't...
Oh, just a second. Here, Rabbein Azal is referring to Don as the Malchus Kedusha. O Malchus de Sidra Achra, Ho Ma'aseif Momoim. So in Kedusha, the Malchus is a Ma'aseif, one who gathers. What does he gather? He gathers all the Nitzutzos of Kedusha that fell behind. In Klipa, in Tuma, the Malchus also has to be a Ma'aseif. He gathers. What does he gather? He gathers money. Umalchus de Sidrach Rohu Ma'aseif Momoi. Why? Ki machmas shehu yore, shelo yoytziu bloi mipiv. Because the Malchus de Sidrach is afraid that they shouldn't steal from him what he's swallowed up in his mouth. Hainu hanitzoitzois hagdoishos, hanitzoitzois hagdoishos, shesh etzloin. He's afraid that they shouldn't take away from him any of these.